Now, I'm sure many of you will have seen or heard about this letter that the UCD Students' Union received from the CEO of Dublin City Council, Owen Keegan. It was to do with a student accommodation being converted for tourists. And what Owen Keegan effectively said in the letter to the students was, if there's so much money to be made out of accommodation, why don't the Students' Union just go and build some apartments themselves? I mean, you can imagine there was much anger at that, and a protest was held today outside Dublin City Council about Owen Keegan's letter demanding his resignation. But Owen Keegan, Josh Crosby, our own reporter who was at that protest, Owen Keegan has responded in just the last few minutes. What's he said?
Yes, Kieran, literally in the last few minutes, just before I came into the studio here, Owen Keegan has apologised for the use of sarcasm in his correspondence with UCD Students' Union. He says the use of sarcasm was inappropriate and has apologised for the offence caused, but he says he does not propose to resign.
All right, OK, so he's not going anywhere. I'm sorry, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm not sure that will satisfy many of the people who were at the protest today, Josh. Was there a big turnout?
Look, I suppose for a weekday, and it wouldn't have been the brightest of days either, the organisers were happy with the numbers that arrived. From about a quarter to one, buses from UCD started to pull up to Wood Quay, just by the Dublin City Council offices. All in all, with the crowd started to arrive and fill up, it was around 100 people there. Likewise to other protests, there were signs, placards and megaphones. But I must say, I've covered a few demonstrations now for News Talk, and you could really see the frustration from the students here at this one today. Now, just to give the listeners a sense of what some of the students are going through trying to find accommodation, this is Martha Reedy, who's from County Meath, and she goes to UCD. She still has not found a place of her own in Dublin.
I'm living with my friend, but the room I'm living in, there's only one shower in the house, and the shower is in the room I'm in. So anytime anyone needs a shower, they come in to me. So like this morning, I was woken up at 6:30 because someone had to shower, and I didn't get to bed until 12:30. So like, it's really not ideal. Like, it's a single bed. There's nowhere for me to study. I don't have like anywhere to live properly. So like, I'm still looking for accommodation. I'm still looking for like a room to live in, a house or like an apartment or anything. And like, we had been looking for 3 months. We'd been applying for anything from 2-bed to 5-bed houses, or and room shares as well. We only got 2 viewings in the 3 months that we were looking.
You still don't have a place to call your own.
Yeah.
Like, you're just crashing in your friends for the time being.
Yeah, I'm just living with my friend in this room, which is not really a room. It's basically, it's an ensuite, but like, it's the only bathroom in the house, so it's not really an ensuite. And it's not close to college. Like, it takes me about an hour to get into college every day, and like, it's 2 buses.
And how does that affect your studies? Like,
oh, it's really difficult. It's week 5 now, but I'm absolutely wrecked from like commuting in and out, and like not having anywhere to study at home, and also the stress of like not knowing where I'm going to be, because I can't stay in this place for the whole year. Like, I'm still like actively looking, like trying to find somewhere else to live.
And what's your budget, if you mind me asking? Like, are you coming up against just unaffordable accommodation?
Yeah, so like, what I'm looking for, my budget is like 650 a month, 700, which is so much money. And I'm lucky that like my family are willing to, like, I'm privileged that they're willing to like pay for this for me, but they can't afford any more than that. But like, the places I'm looking at, it's like 700, 800, 900, a grand. Like, they're just so out of my, like, I just physically can't afford that.
So that was just one student there, Josh, complaining, I suppose, about her own situation. She was at that protest outside the Dublin City Council offices. Listen, as you've just told us, Owen Keegan has issued a letter in just the last few minutes. He has apologised, but he says he's not going to resign. I'm sure a lot of the students, like that person you were speaking to, will be unhappy at it. Just remind us about this email exchange and what exactly Owen Keegan said that sparked off this protest.
Yes, so the correspondence, which, as you said, Owen Keegan has apologised for now, it was described as something like a Waterford Whispers article by Taoiseach Leo Radker on News Talk earlier today. It was a number of emails being exchanged between the Students' Union president of UCD, Rory Power, and Owen Keegan. They were asking about student accommodation being converted into visitor and tourist stays. And in a response, Mr. Keegan said, "If you genuinely believe that excess profits are being made in the market, I'm surprised the Students' Union has not entered the market itself and provided lower cost student accommodation for its members." So this is where the frustration really starts. And I met with Rory Power, the UCD Students' President, at the protest. This is what he had to say.
"Dublin City Council granted permission for the conversion. We thought this was without merit. There was no justification for the planning changes. We wrote to the CEO in response to this. His response response was really dissatisfactory, and he was very belittling. He essentially said we should build our own houses if we're so good at highlighting the issues. So that's what we're here today to show. We require leadership, not just from Owen Keegan, we require it from government. We want a replacement of the 2017 student accommodation strategy, a 3-year ban on rent increases, and we want to see a very heavily graded vacant property and dereliction tax.
How did it make you feel when you read that response? Like, what message does it send to the student body?
I think the message that was sent very clearly was belittling, but we're not going to hone in on the sarcastic comment. We've heard worse. The most important thing here is the underlying attitude that the Dublin City Council CEO believes that the private interests of purpose-built student accommodation providers, their revenue streams, come above the public good, the need to house students. That's not acceptable. We don't hold that view, and we don't have confidence in that approach, so we're calling for him to resign.
And would there be a reason for that tone in the response? Like, previous interactions, were they smart or forceful?
We put it very clearly to him that we felt that the Dublin City Council were perpetuating the student accommodation crisis. In his initial response to us, he said that the planning was justified because of a 2016 department circular. We got back to him and said we didn't think that was good enough. We think that it was a misrepresentation of what the circular had set out, and we made it very clear to him that we intended to draw further attention. We were strong in our language, but in fairness, the scale of the crisis demands a strong response. His response, however, went into belittling territory. We've no problem with the strong argument. His wasn't strong. He had to resort to personal insult.
Yeah, and he's apologised for that, well, personal insult, that sarcasm, as Owen Keegan described it. That was Rory Power of the UCD Students' Union. Who else was at the protest, Josh?
Yes, Kieran, so it certainly wasn't just UCD students that showed up. You had a representative from, I believe, every college in Dublin, and many of them spoke saying they were in solidarity and shared stories of their own experiences trying to find accommodation. There were also elected representatives, TDs and councillors. I spoke to a few of them, which you'll hear now in this next clip. It starts off with Sinn Féin spokesperson on higher and further education, Rose Conway-Walsh, addressing the crowd.
The dehumanisation of students has to stop. I call on Owen Keegan to resign. I think his position is absolutely untenable. This is totally wrong. And the greatest tragedy about it is that it is totally avoidable.
Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary and housing spokesperson. I'm absolutely incensed by what Owen Keegan said to students who are suffering an unprecedented student accommodation crisis, couch surfing, travelling for hours to get to college, unable to pay extortionate rents, and then he treats students with contempt when they question why property investors are looked after but students are ignored. He doesn't care about their plight, he doesn't care about their suffering or their hardship, and for that matter he doesn't really seem to care about the city itself, the fabric of the city, which is being destroyed by property investors, people just maximising the value of property rather than actually serving the housing needs of the population.
So what are yourself and your party calling for now?
He should come out and give the most profuse, unconditional apology, retract everything he said, and if he's not willing to do that in the most profuse terms, he should step aside.
Keen O'Callaghan, I'm Social Democrats housing spokesperson and TD for Dublin Bay North. Really here in solidarity and support with students. The letter from Owen Keegan to the Students' Union UCD was really disgraceful. It was sneering, it was sarcastic in its tone. We need much better from our non-elected leadership in this city, and also really here truly to call for a directly elected mayor to be brought in for Dublin. It's long past the time that people in Dublin should have a direct say in how the city is led.
Yeah, Keen O'Callaghan there of the Social Democrats, ending that wrap-up of the different politicians that were in attendance at the protest. Josh, I'm not sure if it's going to be enough to satisfy them, particularly Richard Boyd Barrett, but again, Owen Keegan has issued a statement in just the last few minutes.
Yes, Kieran, just to reiterate again, Chief Executive Owen Keegan of DCC has apologised for the use of sarcasm in his correspondence with UCD Students' Union and has apologised for the offensive cause, but he says he does not propose to resign.
All right, Josh, listen, thanks a million for that report. Plenty still to come on The Hard Shoulder, including question marks over Freedom Day, October 22nd.